This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a sign of the times, 40% of Democrats happy after President Trump comes down with coronavirus. I think they're going to wind up being very unhappy in the long run. I'll make the prediction here. Trump will be fine. He's not going to the hospital laying on a stretcher. There's not a, you know, an ambulance waiting with, you know, paramedics pumping his heart. He looked good. He was in a suit. He gave a statement from the White House where he said he's feeling very well, thinks he's doing very well. They say he's got a cough and fever and some chills. So, I mean, he's got the flu. This is a perfect example. And I think this will wind up being Exhibit A for everything I've ever said. I never said COVID isn't real. I never said it's not dangerous, especially for people over the age of 70. Especially if someone's overweight, and the president is slightly overweight. But I also said it's not life or death for 99% of all people who get it. 99% of all people who get it are going to live. And it's going to be mild symptoms. And I think they're rushing him to a hospital on helicopter out of overabundance of caution. I see exactly what they're doing. I just saw a story on Fox News that really, to me, made a lot of sense what they're doing. You know, they're just saying it's all about oxygen intake. And you got to follow it and watch it. And sometimes people are feeling great. And then a week later, they're dying. And you've got to watch them every step of the way. And this way they can watch the president every step of the way. So I get it. I do get it. Overabundance of caution. I think they're telling the truth. He's being evaluated by a team of experts, and they'll be making recommendations. But they did give him a cocktail, a kind of an immune-boosting cocktail. And there was an interview on Fox News with a medical expert, and they asked him what he thought, and he said before he even knew about it, he said that's exactly what I would have given him. So, I mean, they're doing the right things, although I would give him hydroxychloroquine on top of everything else, plus zinc, plus liquid zinc sulfate. That's the way to do it. But you're just dealing with terrible people. You know, most people are sad, shaken up, and worried about the president. But according to a Morning Consult poll, 40% of Democrats are happy that President Trump came down with coronavirus. Republicans and Democrats' top emotions vary dramatically. Republicans report being sad, 55% of them. Worried, 51%. Democrats indifferent, 41%. And happy, 40%, that Trump has coronavirus. The day started with Trump saying that he was feeling energetic and he'd be okay and he'd keep working all day in the Oval Office. And then all of a sudden it changed from being energetic to being fatigued. I heard him say Trump was very fatigued. But he's going to continue working all day. And Melania has very mild symptoms, overall feeling good. Remember, she's a lot younger than the president. And then all of a sudden it came out they were going to helicopter over to Walter Reed out of an abundance of caution. But everything I've read indicates it really is an abundance of caution. There's nothing terribly wrong. He looked fine walking the helicopter. And his statement sounded like the old Donald Trump. So I'd say he'll be fine. And Democrats, once again, it's Wile E. Coyote thinking he's got the Roadrunner cornered. And then the Roadrunner just dumps a pile of hot steam and manure on his head every single time. And we're going to dump a pile of hot steam and manure right on the Democrats' head. Because they think this is like a loss. You know, they're already salivating at the idea of Trump either losing or walking away from the presidency. New York Times said he should get off the ballot, step down, and resign. What? MSNBC was asking Nancy Pelosi, has the White House contacted you about a continuity of power? What? Hillary Clinton's former spokesman for her whole 2016 campaign said, I hope he dies. On Twitter, in public. These people are sick and they have no shame. Something wrong with all of them. Really strange. Let me give you some good news. First of all, the Rasmussen poll, Trump's at Trump, as of today, was at 49%, which is pretty damn good. And then a new poll is out, and this is really good news. A new poll has been released that shows the presidential race has swung several points in President Trump's direction after the debate in Cleveland on Tuesday night. Keep in mind, all the liberals claim he lost the debate. This is the one. See, I always said there were only two polls that work. Rasmussen was one of them in 2016, and the other, I couldn't remember the name. It's the Investors Business Daily TIPP poll. Those were the two that were right on the money and showed that the race was dead even and Trump could win. Remember, dead even doesn't matter because all that matters is electoral votes. If Trump loses by 2 points or 3 points, that's what Hillary beat Trump by, popular vote, he still wins the Electoral College probably by a landslide. So this one, Investors Business Daily, shows after the debate, the lead of Biden was cut to just 2.6%. Of course, that's in the margin of error. It was a 3-point shift towards Trump in a week. Nationally, Trump is Biden leads Trump by 48.6 to 45.9. So Biden holds a 48-38 lead among independent voters, 92-4 among Democrats, and Trump leads 93-5.5 among Republicans. So every Republican is voting for Trump, every Democrat is voting for Biden, and here they claim independents are about a 10-point lead or so. For a little bit less than a 10-point lead for Biden. I don't believe that. I believe independents are the ones who are most likely to never admit on the phone that they're voting for Trump. I always say every poll's off by 10 points. So if Trump's losing by 2.6, he's probably winning by 7.4. So to me, that's pretty damn good. So I don't know why they shifted to Trump after the debate, but I'm glad they did. By the way, registered voters who watched or listened to Tuesday's debate thought Trump did, Biden did better. Biden was seen as more likable. Still, voters gave Trump an edge in debating the Supreme Court and the economy. Biden won debating COVID-19, race, and election integrity. Biden was seen as looking more presidential. That's funny. But Trump was seen as mentally sharper. After the debate, see, this is registered voters. 19% of registered voters who watched said they switched their vote with 11% backing Trump and 8% backing Biden. See, there's the 3%. That's the whole poll. The 3% move towards Trump was registered voters switching after the debate, which is interesting because I say every poll that polls registered voters is a total, complete fraud. So if this poll is Trump is losing by two among registered voters, then that's fantastic because that means he's winning big among likely voters. Of course, there's no poll for fraudulent voters and illegal alien voters and dead voters. And that's what Democrats count on every time. And again, another sign of the times, good for Trump. The NBA Finals ratings hit a record low for the Lakers-Heat game. I mean, that's a great matchup. Lakers-Heat, Miami, Los Angeles, one of the most iconic franchises with one of the league's all-time great players in the NBA Finals against Miami, and it still wasn't enough for the series opener to avoid very bad ratings. Wednesday's game between the Lakers and the Heat averaged 7.41 million viewers, making it the most least watched NBA Finals game since 1988. The previous low of 5.2 rating and 8 million viewers came in 2003. Wow. The Lakers' 116-98 win, that was a blowout, dropped 45% in viewership and 48% in ratings from last year's. So it's down in the 40s. Sports television ratings generally down across the board since all the leagues returned from their pandemic pauses. According to Sports Media Watch, Stanley Cup viewership down 61%. Kentucky Derby dropped 43%. U.S. Open sank 56%. Indy 500 fell 32%. I just think people are sick of athletes and their stupid opinions and their liberal opinions about Black Lives Matter and race and police, and they're sick of it. And it just extends to all sports. Nobody wants to watch anymore. I don't think there's any question that's what's going on. All right, so there was some good news today. September's jobs numbers, fifth best ever in history, even after China coronavirus, fifth best in history. President Trump already matches Obama's unemployment rate at the end of his first term. Markets are at a record pace. Jobs are now coming back. According to data released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, President Trump's economy added 661,000 jobs in the month of September. Now, the left says that's bad news. They're saying the economy slowed. 661,000 jobs is the fifth most in a month in the history of the United States of America. Al Jazeera News, the Muslim news source, U.S. economy had 661,000 jobs as recovery slows. Of course the recovery is slowing. But each month the number of jobs added to the U.S. economy since April has been an all-time record. Starting in May, over the past 5 months, the U.S. incurred the five largest increases in jobs ever. And yes, it's lower in September than in August, but it's still the fifth largest increase in jobs in U.S. history, following the 4 months before that. The most jobs Obama ever had in a month was 540,000 jobs in May of 2010. This was bigger than that. So it's kind of interesting. It seems to me to be great news. Through February, President Trump has increased the number of jobs by more than 7 million jobs. Since the shutdown in April, the U.S. has gained more than 11 million jobs. This is the most ever in history, 11.4 million. U.S. unemployment rate dropped nearly a point from 8.4 to 7.9. President Trump has an average unemployment rate since January of 17 of 4.9%. Obama's average unemployment rate over the same period was 9, just about double. Obama had 4 years to bring down the unemployment rate. Trump is at 5 months. President Trump has the greatest economic recovery in history and now the greatest recovery since COVID in history, while Obama had the worst recovery in history. And all of this is while Democrats won't let anybody go to work in Democrat states, in blue states. Can you imagine what the number would look like if Democrat blue states were open? Do you realize the GDP in this third quarter that just ended, they're estimated is going to be over 30%, the most in history. MAGA. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A247-4747. Again, text PROTECT 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. I've got a big event coming up. On October, the event is October 16th and 17th. My job is on the 17th. My role, I'll be the host of the big closing event. It is called the Patriot Party. The Patriot Party. It's a Trump 2020 Patriot Party in Scottsdale, Arizona, October 16th through 18th at the Scottsdale Plaza Resort. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a rally. They'll educate. They'll equip. They'll encourage fellow patriots. I'll be the MC, including introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Rebel, an amazing lineup of speakers, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, Brandon Darby, plus a huge Trump parade, including the Trump train, campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, Bikers for Trump. How do you contact them? How do you get involved? How do you purchase tickets? How do you become a sponsor? How do you make a donation? Just go to patriotparty.rocks. 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 And we've got the organizer of the event, Felicia Blazek, is with us today. Hey, Felicia, how are you? Wayne Allen Root.
Hi, Wayne. How are you? I'm great, thank you.
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me to be the MC of the whole event. I'll be going out to Scottsdale, and I'll see you that Saturday. I know the event is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? It's 3 days, right?
It's 3 days. It actually starts on Friday, October 16th, and then it goes to Sunday on October 18th, where we're going to be featuring a private screening of the movie Gotta Love Trump.
There you go. And we do love Trump, and we're worried about him because obviously today is not a good day. I think he's fine. I think it was, as they said, an overabundance of caution, but I do not like hearing that they're bringing Trump to the hospital via helicopter. That's not a good thing. But he looked okay. He walked on his own power out there, and he was in a suit. It wasn't like he was in his pajamas, and he, you know, he's being helped to the plane or anything like that, or to the helicopter or anything like that. But, boy, we better hope and pray, all of us, that Trump is okay. That's the point of all of this. A Trump 2020 Patriot Party needs Trump to be alive and well, and I'm predicting he will be. I think everybody gets sick. It's a human thing, but you got to recover. Let's hope by next week he's himself again. Tell us about the event. Why do people want to go to this Trump 2020 Patriot Party in Scottsdale, Arizona, Felicia?
There's tons of reasons why they'd want to come, but I first want to touch back on President Trump. We're all praying for him and Melania. MAGA Hearts, I'm pretty sure, is securing a billboard actually in the middle of downtown New York on one of the jumbotrons, sending out messages from Thank You Trump and MAGA Hearts all the way out in South Dakota. So it's another example of the grassroots movement, which is basically what our events are, the thepatriotparty.rocks. I can be reached at Felicia at thepatriotparty.rocks. If you guys aren't catching all of this, Wayne, you've done a great job of promoting us, and we really appreciate that. We're so excited that you're going to be our MC because we've got a lot of people to kind of try and corral on that stage. Like you said, we've got Ricky Rebel. He's going to be doing the MAGA YMCA song. And we've got J.C. Wild, who's famous for the Digital Soldier song that he wrote for General Flynn. Gun Baker Band, they just hit number one in Florida on the independent country music chart, so we're super excited for them. We're also featuring Demi Monroe. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. She's a hip-hop artist from Chicago. She has a really great patriotic song. We're just trying to rise up all these patriots that are out there doing their own thing, and hopefully we can be stronger in numbers. You know, as you've said before, one loud voice is fantastic, but if we're doing it in unison, just think how loud we can be. So it's going to be a pretty loud band. We've also got the USO band that is going to be playing. And in between that, we have a plethora of fantastic speakers that you're going to be introducing both Friday and Saturday night. We're also doing a rally during the day. Then we have a parade at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Going to be led by Buddy and Lana, who own the Trump bus, and all of their great paraphernalia. So if you guys don't already have flags or hats or gear, don't worry about it. Buddy's going to be selling it for us. And the Cowboys for Trump will be there. Women for Trump, Latinos for Trump, Blacks for Trump, Bikers for Trump, everybody for Trump, right? Big guys in the MAGA party. We'll probably have Ricky singing out on the live loudspeaker along with all the other talents. And General Flynn's sister, Barbara Flynn, is going to be speaking. We've got author Juanita Broderick, author and White House photographer Jude Ho. I think you know Jude, right?
I do. I know pretty much all of them. I've been at quite a few events with on and off with each of these people. So, Felicia, the music's on. We got to run. We're up against the break. Felicia Blazek, organizer of the Trump 2020 Patriot Party in Scottsdale, Arizona. Beautiful place. That's why I'm looking forward to going. Beautiful place, October 16th through 18th at Scottsdale Plaza Resort. Go to the party of thepatriotparty.rocks. Thepatriotparty.rocks.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at Walter Reed Medical Center, and he'll be there for the next few days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying the visit is out of abundance of caution and that the president remains in good spirits and has mild symptoms. Lawmakers still reacting to the news of President Trump's diagnosis. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins wishing the president and first lady well.
Well, the first thing is that his prayers for the president and first lady, and just to get better. And look, every precaution in the world could have been taken for them not to get it, but now they have it. Let's just get them better and in a little bit get them back out on the campaign trail.
Six counties in North Dakota are being declared a major disaster due to a summer storm. The request made in August was granted today. The storm hit with high winds and hail, dumping up to 8 inches of rain. Damages top over $5 million. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention Stress Heart Drop, sponsor of this segment. Stress Heart Drops have helped countless people of the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked, restricted blood flow. They've sold over a million bottles in Canada, but they never sold one in America until they came to the Wayne Allen Root Show, and now they've been with us for, I think, about 8 months, and they kicked ass in the good old United States of America. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for bringing your great product to America, and thank you for believing in the Wayne Allen Root Show. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. Heart attacks and stroke, number one killers in the United States. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. This is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. And now they've got all kinds of new products they've just released. Not just Strauss Heart Drops, but Strauss Prostate Drops and Strauss Kidney Drops and Strauss Bladder Drops. So if you have a problem, they've got the answer. This stuff is a amazing, amazing product. Just check them out at thepowermall.com. T-H-E, thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops or their other products. We've got our guest here, another guest involving COVID. I thought it was an apropos time to bring him on. His name is Joey Gilbert. He is an attorney in Reno. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law. He's a former boxer. He's a tough guy like President Trump and Wayne Allen Root from the streets of New York. He's my kind of guy, man. Joey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Wayne. Pleasure to be here as always.
So the reason I have you on is because I've had you on a few times now talking about hydroxychloroquine. If my memory serves me, and you know I have hundreds of guests, but I believe your parents got COVID and their lives were saved by hydroxychloroquine. Is my memory right about that?
Memory is right. Spot on, Wayne. They caught it, and like my mom just said, she was just here earlier saying the same thing we were just discussing. God, I hope the president is on hydroxychloroquine. She said, son, remember, I was better in 6 hours. And then my dad chuckled, yeah, I was symptom-free in about two to four hours. So
wow.
It works. We know that.
Right. And you and I were discussing, you know, during the break that possibly maybe the miracle isn't hydroxychloroquine. It's just the fact that it fights inflammation. It reduces inflammation. So maybe they have a cocktail of other drugs that do the exact same thing. As long as you've got a drug that reduces inflammation and works in concert with zinc, they've already announced that Trump is taking vitamin D and zinc, which to me, by the way, are two of the most important things in the world, along with, I wish they were saying, intravenous vitamin C. I'm a huge believer in that as well. But at least he's taken the zinc, so they've got some other intravenous drug or cocktail that reduces inflammation, which opens the thing up for zinc, then it's possible it could be okay without it. Maybe some other drug, you know, performs a similar job. That's what we were discussing during the break, right?
Yeah, I would have to absolutely think that he's, you know, he's got the best doctors. I think he probably went to Walter Reed had an abundance of caution, but you hit the nail on the head again, Wade. He's probably getting an IV of vitamin C. Everything up to that next level, and they don't want to do it in the White House with everyone. So I think, you know, he's in that private little suite at Walter Reed getting anti-inflammatories, anticoagulants, you know, everything that they've now learned about this disease over the past 6 months. They've learned that there's numerous different therapeutics and medicines that can absolutely stop it in its tracks. And I believe the president has obviously shown to us that he's not afraid to take a risk and to take a shot, and I bet he's on it.
All right, let's move on to news about all the lawsuits you've got against Governor Steve Sisolak. You know, I had my big car parade, pro-police, pro-Trump car parade in Las Vegas. I didn't want to make it against Sisolak per se, Joey, because I didn't want it to be an anti-anything parade. I wanted it to just be pro-police, pro-Trump. But every single person that was in that parade brought their cars, and almost every one of them took the day off from work, and they spent hours waiting in the parking garage, lined up and ready to go. These are great people, salt of the earth people, my people. I call them the war army, and they spent hours waiting to get going, and then they were so happy to do it. They all hated Sisolak's guts. They all want him to just go away. And so there's no question you're on the right track here with your lawsuits against Sisolak, but how are they coming? I heard just today the Michigan Supreme Court ruled against Governor Whitmer and threw out all of her onerous restrictions. It was a really big upset. Nobody expected it. and let's hear whether we can get make this happen in Nevada as well.
Well, Wayne, I got to be, you know, real with you here. We lost, you know, everything that we had. You know, we were not successful because of that Pentecostal, you know, Supreme Court decision, the Pentecostal Church, on the civil liberties, on the First Amendment, on the right for, you know, to practice religion. And so we are now taking a different angle, you know, similar to what they've done in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Ohio. And all I can say is that is something that, that we're currently working on. I don't want to. We've lost. We lost the hydroxychloroquine lawsuit, so we're taking that to the Supreme Court here in Nevada because we believe it's capable of repetition, and we don't want the, you know, Sisolac to ever be able to outlaw a drug like that again. But as far as business gatherings, they now that he's expanded it and the business closures, we're taking a different approach towards the restrictions and the mandate, and it's all based on what you just said. Same thing they're using against Whitmer. Same thing they just used in Pennsylvania. And it has to go, has to do with invalidating the emergency. As you and I both know, there is no longer an imminent threat. There is no longer an emergency. There's no longer even a chance, not a chance in heck of the hospital capacity in this state being overrun. And that's what the governor cited. And just so we're clear, total case statistics in Nevada, 3,080,000 people, total cases, 79,000, total deaths, 1,600, total recoveries, 56,000. But total patients hospitalized for COVID right now, as we sit here, and these numbers are from yesterday, it's 452. And as you know, Wayne, as we found out from the CDC, there's only a 6% of those are actually only COVID. So out of the 452 hospitalized in Nevada, there's only a very small amount that are COVID-related. And what's our total hospital bed capacity in the state? 6,500. So we have less than 500. And we have 6,500, and we never even came close to capacity back then, so we're never going to hit it again now. They know this, so now it's about invalidating the emergency. There's no longer imminent threat. Therefore, the governor's, you know, regulations and his mandate should be null and void.
So you said how many are in the hospital right now for COVID? Just give me that number again.
Today, as of right now, you talking to me, I did this last night, 452 people in the hospital in Nevada. And again, that's with a COVID-19 designation. When we know
that
COVID-19
yes, 6%.
Is a very small, it could be 6 to 12%. And
right.
I'm no math genius, but let's just say it's less than, you know, 50 people that are actually in COVID, and they won't even give me how many are on ventilators. I think it was like 6 when I found out.
Right. Well, the reason I asked is because I just grabbed my cell phone and got the calculator and multiplied 452 times 0.06. So there are actually 27 people in the hospital for just COVID with no underlying conditions. Yeah. Like you said, in the entire state with 6,500 beds, there's 27.12. Well, you know what? We can't count 1-2, but 27 to 30.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so,
then,
so,
and then on top of
but,
that.
But Joey, you understand something. I want to tell you the way liberals think, Joey. You and I are going, wow, green light, we're going to be okay, they should open things up. You know what they're saying? Trump's going in the hospital, we all need to shut down the economy, and we need to pass a mandatory national mask mandate. That's what liberals are thinking, and I know they're already saying
it.
I've seen it.
They've lost their minds. I mean, here, I just did this on my Facebook. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Kansas, Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah all have high school sports back, all have no restrictions on the businesses. Some cities and counties have mask mandates in public spaces only, and they have, well, their total death rate is 1.8%. And this is with 84 million population of 84 million in the states I pick, red states, total deaths of 43,000. And then when I flip over to my blue state numbers, I've got blue state numbers, population 83 million, total cases 1.6 million, total deaths 74,000, so it makes the death ratio 4.6% in the states that are having the mask and the restrictions. So you tell me what's going on.
All right, so repeat it a little slowly again, because even I'm having a hard time hearing the numbers, and I'm sure the average person is too. So in all the red states versus the blue states, what's the percentage?
Yeah.
I heard it was 4.6 in the blue states. What was it in the red states?
So the red states with total population for 12 states of 84 million, we came up with 2,300,000 infected, total deaths of 43,400, and a death case ratio of 0.018 or 1.8%. And in the blue state, where we have the same population, because I included California, six states listed with a population of also 84 million, we have 1.6 million infected and 74,715 deaths with a death case ratio of 0.046 or 4.6%.
Got it. So 4.6% in the blue states of death ratio versus 1.8% in the red states. And again, liberals love to use twisted around statistics. I heard someone say today that, Wayne Root said, someone was talking on social media, it was a media person. They were saying Wayne Root keeps saying that all the deaths are in the blue states, but that's because all the population are in the blue states. You just pointed out very similar populations in the two groups and the death rate much higher, about three times higher in the blue states, right?
Well, let's just say this one thing real quick. Utah, our neighbor right next to us, with 3.2 million people, total cases 73,000. Nevada, total cases 79,000. Utah, total deaths 459. Nevada, total deaths 1,600 and climbing. Utah, high school sports started back on July 9th. And wow. The regular season schedule, Nevada, still shut down, no sports, no nothing.
Got it. Joey Gilbert, attorney in Reno, practices Joey Gilbert Law. How could people reach you real quick on email, Joey?
Just media at joeygilbertlaw.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers, including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister, Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade, including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401, or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. So the Michigan Supreme Court today, we have no new news, by the way, about President Trump. I have a gut instinct everything's going to be fine. I really do. I really do. He put out a video, and he looks fantastic in the video. And he says he's doing very well. He looks good. He looks pale, but he looks good. And he walked to the helicopter. I think this is completely what they said. You know, I never trust government. So when the government says, hey, over an overabundance of... you know, of caution, we're sending Trump to the hospital via helicopter. And I thought, you know, you know, maybe it's not overabundance of caution. Maybe he's very sick and they're trying to keep us all calm and they're trying to keep the stock market from crashing. You never know. But the reality is that I think he's going to be fine. And I even wrote a column about it, and I pulled the column. I decided it's just not the time to write that column and say, you know what, Democrats are rooting for him to die, rooting for him to drop out. And the reality is he's going to be fine. He's going to put it right in your face, and he's going to be out there working again very soon. And I decided it wasn't the time for that column, and I pulled it back. We'll worry about rewriting it on Monday. We'll see how he is on Monday. But all I can tell you is there's a lot of liberals out there that are just vicious. A Minnesota paper pulls a story mocking Trump's COVID diagnosis. I want to see what this is about. A Minnesota newspaper has removed a piece that mocked President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump over their positive tests for coronavirus. They published an article, City Pages, an alternative weekly for St. Louis and St. Paul, Minnesota and St. Paul, published an article Friday headlined, "Let's Laugh at All These Very Good Trump as COVID Tweets." Editor-in-Chief Emily Casale led the piece by writing, "So President Trump and the First Lady of COVID, man, anyone else just in a really inexplicably good mood this morning?" Publisher Mary Erickson described the article as insensitive and in bad taste. You think? You think? And then separate from that, you got Joy Reid on MSNBC suggesting that Trump is faking it to get out of the debates. What? See, again, I keep telling you, it's Solinsky. Whatever they say, they've looked in the mirror and they're blaming you for what they're doing. They want to get out of the debates. Democrats want Biden out of the debates. Trump doesn't want to get out of the debates. It's hilarious. MSNBC host Joy Reid raised eyebrows for suggesting President Trump was fabricating his coronavirus diagnosis to get out of the debates. That's what they were planning to do for this debate, and I think they saw the polls that Biden was sinking, and they polled people and said, if he doesn't do the debate, what would you think? And his support dropped to nothing. So they had to do the debate. They were forced in a position where they had to do the debate. Now they don't ever want to do another one. So knowing that, they say, oh, Trump's trying to get out of the debate. Unbelievable. Absolutely, I believe. Hours before it was announced the president was being transported to Walter Reed for a lengthy hospital stay. And by the way, they say a couple days in the hospital. The readout host echoed claims that her friends were sending her via text. Here's how wrecked Trump's credibility is at this point. This is Joy Reid of MSNBC tweeting. I've got a cell phone full of texts from people who aren't sure whether to believe Trump actually has COVID. He lies so much. Is he just doing this to get out of the debates? Others are texting. It's just totally, totally amazing that they would say things like that when they've got a candidate who's got dementia and he hangs in his basement all day long and doesn't have the capability of being out on the stump, doesn't have the capability of giving speeches, doesn't have the capability of doing rallies. Every time he does one or he does a debate like the other night, he has to go home in the basement and rest for 3 days. And Trump has this amazing virility, this amazing stamina, this amazing energy. And he does, you know, two events, three events a day in different parts of the country. In any case, President Trump, yes, has COVID. He knows he's not making it up. Obviously, him and Melania have it. Obviously, Hope Hicks has it. And she was on the plane with them, and that's how they got it. Duh. Seems pretty obvious. And it's just amazing how they have the nerve to call me a conspiracy theorist when all I've ever done, you know, when I talk about real news all day, every day. But then every once in a while, there's one issue that everybody's talking about, and I'll talk about it. You know, like the kid who got shot for the Democratic National Committee. Right? That kid who got shot and killed. What was the name again, Chris? Seth Rich. Seth Rich. Good get. Seth Rich got shot and killed, and it looked very clearly, it was a murder, but it looked clearly like a hit job, not just a murder. It wasn't a random murder. It was a hit job. And for me to say that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but for them to say, and it was clear, it was a hit job, and George Washington University, with the premier CSI class in America, did an entire semester-long study of it and concluded it was a hit job, an ordered hit job. Who orders a hit job on a 20-something kid working for the DNC, except that he just had handed over all Hillary's files and the DNC's files to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks? That's the only reason you get a hit job, and if that was the case, who would have ordered the hit job? Duh. Someone high up in the Democrat Party. So for saying that, conjecturing that, asking the right question about something obvious, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but she thinks that Trump isn't really sick at all. Do you think Donald Trump would ever go to a hospital if he wasn't sick? Donald Trump is so much like me, it's scary. And you'd have to drag me to a hospital. You'd have to have police come and handcuff me to take me to a hospital, and I'm not even the president. If I was the president and I told people COVID's relax, it's not that big a deal, we're okay. It only affects really sick and really old people, and then suddenly I got it and you brought me to the hospital. I would not want to go to the hospital. Believe me, he's only going because he's sick. And anybody who says otherwise doesn't know Donald Trump, doesn't understand Donald Trump. Clearly, they're worried and they want to make sure it does not deteriorate. He's the president of the United States, commander of the military, and basically commander of the free world. So believe me, they just want to make sure, out of an abundance of caution, that it doesn't deteriorate, and it'll be fine in a few days, I'm sure. Wayne Allen Root.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.